please be careful. Yeah, David, system switches just like yours, it so that he doesn't miss a net, I think. Like I said, it's happened to us, and later he explained it to me, that what's happening, and he forgets about it. So it's probably as much a surprise to him as it is to you, but I thought I'd explain that so that, you know, it's not a personal thing. Over.
Oh, I didn't take it as that. So he already texted me anyways on your last transmission there. So he explained the same thing as what you said. So all good there. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't think we got too many people with bad intentions on this system. I haven't come across any there yet. Over.
Yeah, I haven't experienced any, and if I did, I probably wouldn't be hanging out here like I do. I like the people I talk to, 100% of the people I talk to, and I enjoy listening to the conversations too. I found a good area to park my HT, if I can say that. And listen in and talk to you. It's absolutely enjoyable. That's why I take it with me on walks, bicycle rides, drives. Yesterday, it was funny. Yesterday, I was in the grocery store, and I was going through the self-checkout. I only had, maybe 8 items, so I didn't want to wait in line. So I go through the self-checkout, and Emil gives me a call, and I'm thinking, oh, no, I can't. I can't answer because I'll lose my thought. I'll lose what I'm doing, you know. I'll mess it up and have to call one of the helpers to come over and do it for me or something. No. But there was my the HT on my, not on my belt, it clips to my pocket. And and I had it on a little loud, so everybody in the area heard it. Oh, but I love it. VE5RJM, VA3HRY.
Well, there you go. That's a good way of promoting amateur radio there. So too bad you didn't have anybody come up to you there and ask you what that was all about. But they're probably thinking in the back of their mind that they're kind of curious, so... I would be, I suppose, and try to figure out what type of systems coming over your radio. So, with the call signs, they'd be probably unfamiliar to people there in your surrounding and all that. So, it's still promoting amateur radio, I think, doing that. Inadvertently doing that. Those self-checkouts, I don't know, I have issues with those darn things everywhere, so I don't bother going to them. I tried it once or twice, and I just give up. This stupid computer talks to me and says, please place thing in bag or whatever, and I already done that. I don't know if they want me to go back and get me another one or what, but I have to end up taking it out and then putting it back in, and I don't know. I find even if there's a lineup, just waiting and letting the girls do their job there behind the till there. So, I just don't understand that either. You know, they got these self-checkouts, supposed to save them money, but... you know, the cost of that equipment, and then they usually have one or two people watching you when you're doing it. So, you know, they're not really saving any money, I don't think. Maybe trying to make it a little easier on getting these due quicker, but yeah, it's sometimes it's it takes me longer to go through those self-checkouts just because of my ignorance. I guess I must be doing something wrong or whatever I keep thinking. And then sometimes, you know, it won't scan some stupid thing. And then you got to, you know, where the girls in the counter, they punch it in manually, where you have to call over an attendant there to help you with it. And, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So I've come out good on a couple of those times. I've actually had free items walking out the door there. Didn't realize it until I checked my receipt there, but I usually do, and just in case something gets reported wrong or what before I leave the parking lot. But yeah, the odd time a product will get missed there too. I don't know if you find that there, Henry. Yeah, back to you.
I don't think that's ever happened to me, but I'm not I don't use the self-checkout a whole lot, except if I have, like, just a couple of items or something, because, you know, I live by myself. I don't buy a lot of quantity, and I like to buy fresh stuff. So what I do is I go back often. It's not very far from where I live. So, and yesterday I had, I bought some ice cream, so definitely got to get out. I'm not going to stand in line because they've got one or two checkouts open, and the lines do get long. And I'm thinking, no, self-checkout. And it was a lot quicker. But it has I've had issues like what you said, you know, if it doesn't scan or something. I've had where I bought canned goods, and I put it down, but when I put it down, I slide the can over to make room for the next item, and what happens is it registers a different weight, and right away, you know, it tells me I gotta take it off, you know, and everything else. I gotta go through the whole cycle again. That's a real pain, you know. I end up talking to the thing and say, relax, I'm just moving the can, you know. Then I'm thinking, oh boy, now I look like a crazy man. Anyway, that's, yeah. VE5RJ and VA3SOY.
There you go. Hey, I might have David's call sign wrong. And what's the call sign there again? If you know it there, Henry, I think you guys have talked to him, but I haven't had that many contacts with him over the air. I've texted him, and or we've texted back and forth and emailed stuff, but that's about as far as it goes there. So it's been a little while, and of course, it hasn't sunk into my memory bank yet, his call sign. If you can just let me know what that is, over.
Yeah, it's November 6th, Quebec, Delta, Yankee. I'll repeat. November 6th, Quebec, Delta, Yankee. Over.
Yeah, I had it wrong. I had Mike 6. yeah, sometimes I got problems between the M and the N. So, I know I got an N in my last name, and first name too, and usually the first one's no problem, but I have to give it phonetic when I'm online banking or talking to somebody through the computer or whatever on the phone, because of that N is not always comes out clear for me there. I don't know, maybe just the way I talk, but anyways, so I always have to give my the N is a phonetic, anyways, I appreciate that, I take it you're out on your bike there, mobile already, you said you had to park your HT someplace, so I take it you're out for your morning, bike ride there. Over.
Oh, no, I haven't been out today. Well, I finished my coffee maybe 45 minutes ago. I'm ahead of you on that one. my comment about parking my HT, I mean in the Canada Hub kind of thing. It's, I don't know, a metaphor, whatever, you know, that's all I could come up with at the time. I parked my HT here at the Canada Hub, and I've enjoyed it since. That's really what I meant, Randy. VE5RJM, VA3HLY.
Yeah, no worries there. Yeah, I had a slow morning go here, so I guess my body decided to tell me that I needed more sleep there. So I dozed back off for a couple hours. But anyways, well, I think Paul's in the background here. I kind of left him out in the cold there. Hopefully he's not freezing too bad. Go ahead, Paul, and very good morning there, TIV. 3IFC with VA3HRY, V5RJM. Take it away, Paul. Well, must not be back yet. He had a couple of things to do, I guess, so... Anyways, no, that's sounds good. That was good there. Just I didn't understand what you were meaning by that. That's all. By parking your HT. So you parked it on a good system there. Hi. So what's your plans today there? How's the weather looking over at your part of the world? Over.
Yeah, VA3HLY returning. It's kind of funny you asked me that because I just clicked on the weather on my phone and, I definitely look a lot at the weather, especially in the summer to plan the bicycle rides. And, it's supposed to be 24 today, overcast, so it looks like a nice day, but, I'm not going out today. Tomorrow, 26. With some cloud, but most sun. And then 28, 31, 35, 36 on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Full sun. Oh, man, that's a hot one. I've done rides in weather like that, and, you know, I get home, and I'm just super drained, super tired. Like it takes everything out of you. So tomorrow might be an option. A 26, but some clouds, so might be an option. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, I'm glad that you got some nice weather over there. It's supposed to rain here all weekend, but we'll play it by ear and see what happens. You just never know. Weather can change on a whim here. But... we don't have any control over it, so we've got to take what comes. So, but yeah, field day weekend and everything. So, gonna go to the site there this morning, have a coffee there with Marty and one of our hosts, and see how he's doing there this morning, and maybe get a couple of things accomplished there. So, with all that, I should probably get going here too. But our forecast here right now is overcast too. Got some cloud in the sky. It comes and goes, but we got the sun. So it's like the third day in a row. I'm in almost shock for us. Oh, boy. And we didn't get any rain overnight, so that's even a bonus. But yeah, it's 19 degrees here right now. I think we're supposed to get up to around 22 today or something like that. Not much. We're almost there now. So, But, yeah, we're going to have cooler temperatures all next week there. It's not going to be overly hot there. And I get you. You know, that heat does drain you. It does that to me as well. I don't like anything, basically, once it's around that 25, 26 degrees, anything warmer than that, I don't know. It's, like you say, drains a person. And but it's sure nice to, you know, feel the sun on you and that sort of thing. Because I'm sure everybody here in Saskatchewan is lacking vitamin D now with all the lack of sun. And...